at PM. It is August 26, 2024. And crazy times, man. We had an absolutely satanic, savage attack more than once all weekend during the preaching of God's word lifted up in the open air over in St. Paul at the Minnesota State Fair. It was nonstop from Friday. Saturday was a little bit of a reprieve, but Sunday was even worse from that standpoint. I'm not complaining. I'm just telling you the way it is. It was a war. And we were fighting spiritually, and they were fighting physically with their devils behind them. And it was a savage attack, satanic. They're evil beasts. That's exactly what they are. I'm going to show you that from the Bible today, from the King James Bible, that that's exactly what they are. That you don't handle every rebuke in every situation the same way. That there are different ways to deal with different things that happen. There are different levels of rebuke. And people that don't evangelize, that sit back in their little glass houses, they sit back in king's palaces, and they don't ever confront sinners. They don't understand that. You're not preaching to the Sunday school class here when it comes to these people. You're preaching to a bunch of evil beasts. That's who you're preaching to. When you preach to these people, you're preaching to a bunch of evil beasts. Not all of them at the state fair, but these specific ones. And that may not be easy for some of you to take. You may think, well, you're being racist. You know, I could care less what you call it, to be honest with you. Because if the shoe fits, wear it. I don't care if you're white, black, blue, or purple. I could care less what color you are. If you're a little savage beast, I'm going to call you one. If you act like a little devil-possessed savage beast, I'm going to call you one. And you don't get some special privilege because you're black, so you don't get to be called something. I don't care what color you are. If you're a filthy mongrel, I'm going to tell you you're a filthy mongrel. And if you don't repent, you're going to die and go to a devil's hell. That's just the truth of the matter. And most people can't take that today. Why? Because these savage evil beasts want to murder their children. And they don't want anybody to speak up about it. They want to murder, rape, pillage, burn things down, destroy things. And then they don't want to be called on it. Because they're black, or because they're some other color, or some other race, or some other thing. So they don't want to be called on it. Oh, that's racist. Well, guess what? Maybe you shouldn't be fitting stereotypes that people have for you. Maybe you ought to do something not to fit a stereotype. I've had people call me racist just for stating the obvious. I don't really care. Big deal. I've been called homophobic, racist, a misogynist, sexist. But how about you just deal with the fact? if you act like a brute beast, as the Bible describes it, then that's what you are. See, Paul agrees with their own poet, these Cretans. He agrees with their own poet. Says this witness is true. Wherefore, rebuke them sharply. That's a true witness, he said. See, that's not very comfortable speech. They are violent sinners, that's right. They're violent. They have violence in their heart. Violent. So, we're going to read this and kind of, we're going to look at this text. We're going to look at some video. I have to keep the volume off because they're so vulgar. We'll edit these videos later. Andrew will, and he's going to put them up later. So he'll put them up later, and we'll put them up on shorts on YouTube too as well, some of these. I don't have a good video of them assaulting Paul. I think there's one in the corner of it. You can see it barely. The man that assaulted Paul, also the man that assaulted Garrick, is the same man. But these people know they live in a world where there's not as many consequences for what they do. But the Bible describes these people that act this way. White, black, blue, purple, it don't matter what color they are. It describes them as evil beasts. By the way, it describes them as always liars. I'm telling you, these people, they cannot tell the truth. That's what the police officer said. Or no, that's not what the police officer said. That's what the Kamala Harris effeminate dude said to me. Well, there are some people that can't control themselves. So when they get overpassionate, they hit somebody so you can't say certain things to them. Really? Really, you little femwad? Really? Well, maybe those kind of people aren't supposed to be let out of the house then. But what does the Bible describe these people as? That a poet describes them as. Or a prophet describes them as, excuse me. One of themselves even a prophet of their own. Said the Cretans are always liars. I'm telling you, we have video because these people ask us, why do you have video? Why do you show everything on video? Right? Why do you do that? Why do you show everything on video? Because these people are liars. They're always liars. They're always liars. They never tell the truth. They're always liars. When we deal with them on the streets, they just simply lie. They cannot tell the truth. They're of their father, the devil. So it says they're always liars. Jesus said, "You're of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own. For he is a liar and the father of it." They're always liars. And they can't tell the truth. And it's a character trait of them. They have to lie about people. It gets worse. Because when you describe their character, it gets worse. You're going to see it on video. Then we'll go to the scriptures back and forth and describe the character. It makes perfect sense. Now, I won't have any volume playing here. I've got the volume off because I didn't have time to edit the cussing out and all that kind of stuff. So, but here you're going to see Lee is standing here. And first of all, Lee's about the most harmless guy out there you'll ever run across. Well, not his capabilities. He'd be capable of doing a lot of harm if he really wanted to. But he's literally one of the most harmless guys out there. But he's standing there with that sign, which is the scriptures. All those are scriptures on there. That entire sign is nothing but the Bible. Besides the God hates pride comment that's at the top, which is a scriptural sentence or a scriptural principle. So he is up there at the top, or he is standing there. He was up ahead earlier, farther, but then he moved down a little bit because the guy asked him to. And he's like, okay, fine. You asked me nicely. I'll move a little bit over. He moved over in front of the vacant house that was there. Well, As time went on, you know, there's a water lady and her dad that sell water there. Well, they're nothing more than inner city savage thugs, is all they are. Evil beasts. and they have a gangster mentality about them. So, which means they're gonna cheap shot you because they could never do anything to you like man to man. They have to cheap shot you. Like thugs do. That's all they can do. They're just hood rats, thugs. So that's all they can do. I know. I used to sell drugs. I know exactly who they are and what they are. So, whatever. Anyway. And by the way, I'm going to say something to you here. And if you don't like it, I don't care. You can shut me off. You can tune me out. You can say whatever you want to about me. You can do a separate video about me, and you can call me the world's biggest racist, and you can put all these things up, and guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to get up and do the same thing I do every single day of my life. That's what I'm going to do. It ain't going to change nothing. It ain't going to make any difference to me. I don't care. But I'm going to say it anyway. There ain't nobody that could start a fight quicker than a loudmouth, hood rat, black woman. Nobody starts a fight like a loudmouth, black woman. Nobody could start like a gang fight, like a war, like a racial war. More, quicker, easier than a loudmouth black woman. Nobody. I've seen it so many times. I've seen it. I mean, so many times. I can tell you how many times I've watched it. I've literally watched it. But most women in generally speaking just need to shut up most of the time. They cause more arguments and more fight in public, at work. Let me see here. Let me pause this here. Let me go back here. I'm going to go back to that video. I'm going to go to this video here. Well, first of all, let me back up a little bit, okay? Let me back up a little bit here. Let me just tell you what the day was like yesterday. I'm gonna give you a timeline, because when I say satanic attacks, I mean it. So I'm gonna give, this is a gas station before we even got down there. Now I'm gonna back up before that. Okay? I'm going to back up before that, and I'm going to say this to you, okay? You ready? I get up in the morning, do my devotions, do my praying, head into church, right? There's hang on a second. Get into church, right? And I'm looking, and there's a man standing with a repent sign. Out in front of Old Pass Baptist Church. So I'm like, okay. I'll go over there and talk to him. I went over to talk to him. And he was like, yeah, I came to, I go, oh, how you doing? Where are you from? He goes, oh, I came to protest you. Remind me of a guy that did that to me like 8 years ago. I came for you, Cooley. He was a street preacher I used to preach with, a friend. Well, I thought he was. He wasn't. But anyway, gave me flashbacks. So I'm standing there talking to this guy, and he was mad because I didn't give him a ride to church. Well, he's a heretic, literally. So he started basically just lying, preaching a false gospel. I tried to help the man. I gave him the gospel. I didn't care if he was protesting me. I don't care. Go ahead. But when he started speaking against the gospel, when he started saying 1 Corinthians chapter 15 is not the gospel, that the death, the burial, and the resurrection is not the gospel, and that you have to keep 100 different commandments in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John in order to be saved. And I showed him that's a lie. That you're preaching a false gospel. And I showed him 3 or 4 times, and I read him the scriptures. I said, you're a filthy heretic is what you are. And let him be accursed. Well, the cops show up because I was preaching to the guy. And I said, he has the right to be here. I don't care if he protests me. He's like, you probably called the cops. I go, I didn't call the cops on you. I've been preaching to this town for 12 years on the street. I don't call the cops on nobody for preaching. You can preach whatever you want. You're going to die and go to hell, though. You're a little heretic. And you're an accursed heretic. Because though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel than that which you have received, let him be accursed. So, anyway. I walked away from him. The cops said they were going to... Paul goes, why don't you just leave the guy alone? Paul said the same thing to the cops. Then the cops told us, if you don't get out of here, you're impeding an investigation. We're going to arrest you. I go, you ain't going to arrest me. I rent this place. I can ask you to leave. You can get out of here. I ain't going nowhere. So anyway, that cop left. So that was the first satanic attack of the day right there. Okay. Then we pull over to grab something to drink, get some water, and grab something to drink at this gas station before we get down to the fair. So I'm not in there. But my son is standing in line. And he accidentally bumps this lady. I mean, like, barely. And this lesbo, devil-possessed psycho dyke flips out on him and starts screaming at him. And yelling at him and telling him that he was like, you know, don't touch me. And she just flips out. Well, Lee is standing next to him because he saw what was going on. And Lee's like, it was an accident. Why don't you just calm down? Well, she kept getting more and more angry, right? She kept getting more and more angry. So now they're outside, right? Well, of course, once I figure out somebody told me what was going on, I went in there because my son's in there getting bawled out by some loudmouth Jezebel, and they just love me. So I walk in there, and I'm standing next to the loudmouth Jezebel. I'm standing next to him, right? Standing next to this loudmouth Jezebel, running her mouth. These two, that, not, no, not that guy. I think that's a dude. I don't know. Whatever. That thing right there, right? I'm standing next to that thing right there inside the store. Her partner and her dyke lover, right? And her dyke lover looked at me, looked at, goes, why don't you guys just be quiet? Silence is blank and golden. And I looked at her and I go, yeah, especially when it comes from a woman. Oh my goodness. You don't know how much I enjoyed saying that to her. You do not know how much I enjoyed saying that to her. Some of the guys were laughing. Some of the guys were, not our guys, but some of the, our guys were laughing. Some of the other guys were laughing. Right? Some of them were too scared. Some of their, those guys there were too scared to laugh. And one of the women got really mad. Oh, you played the blanking female card? You played the blanking female card? I was like, yeah. She's like, what year is this? I'm like, I don't care. I absolutely enjoyed saying that to her, though. You don't know how much I enjoyed saying that to her. That, like, she just did not know what to say. Man, it just fired her up and got her angry. Well, anyway, so Lee is defending my son in there, right? And I'll tell you what, I just think the devil got some revenge, man. I'm telling you, we just made the devil mad. We just made the devil mad. That's all. I mean, all this is about... Say, by the way, 5,280 tracks or something like that we handed out over the weekend. Not to mention preaching to thousands. Yeah, they could photograph my license plate. I ain't afraid of no stinking dykes. I don't care. Whatever. I ain't hard to find. I'm the easiest guy in the world to find. Just come looking for me. I don't really care. So, back to this. So somebody asked me the question, why were those comments relative about loudmouth black women? Well, because they seem to get people in fights all the time. That's like, oh, I'm not adding race into it. They add race into it. I just wish they'd quit living up to stereotypes. Stop running their mouth. That'd be great. Anyway, so Lee is standing there and she tells everybody to throw all the tracks away in the trash. And here's the trash. Throw all these tracks away. So every time somebody walks by, she tells them to throw away the tracks. And this ain't the first time that we've gotten into it with them. They always attack us. They always try to stop our preaching. They bring speakers out to try to block our preaching because they're a bunch of Marxist evil beasts. That's what they are. This lady threatened to shoot. This black savage lady threatened to shoot Garrick. On Friday. They're a bunch of savages. So Lee's out here. Handing out tracts, doing what he always does, holding the sign. And here comes this guy right over here. And what's he do? Oh, he's got a fight, of course. Why? Well, do you think he could actually have an intelligent discourse? Like, or do you think he has to act like a brute evil beast? Well, I'll tell you what he has to do. He has to act like a brute evil beast. Because in case you haven't figured it out, friend, you're not tuning in to the Republican National Convention here. You're not tuning in to the Democrat National Party here. I'm not a politician. I'm a preacher. I just call it like it is. I don't care if it hurts your feelings or makes you feel bad. So look, here he comes, right? So I'm coming up over here because I see it. And I was just getting ready to move Lee. I was going to move him out of there. But look, there he goes. What'd he do? Well, he's got to put his hands on him. Why? Because he's a savage. He's an evil beast. That's why. That's what he is. Oh, you can't say that. No, I did. I can say it. I'll say it again. Because he just wants to fight. That's all it is. And they hate white people. So because they hate white people so much, they get to beat him up and they get to push him around and they get to smack him around. That's what they get to do. Why? Well, because they hate him. Right? So they get to do what they want. So that's what they did. They only know how to solve things by violence. I mean, you didn't think that that savage beast right there could have an intelligent conversation. Right? No. He can only resort to violence. So what's he do? He pushes him. That's what he does. Hannah, if you're listening, I need some water. Anyway, he pushes him. That's what he does. By the way, before this goes down, though, these people were already dancing around the sign. this woman was. Look, it's another woman causing trouble. Oh, wow. Another loudmouth woman causing trouble. Shocked. Right? How shocking. See, not letting the sign scene stand in front of it. Look, I'm shocked. I don't know what to say. I'm so shocked that she would just like parade around him and stop him and not let him move. Oh, yeah. See? See, you're like stalking him. Oh, but we're the troublemakers. We're the one. We're not allowed to have signs and we're not allowed to preach and we're not, we must be causing trouble. Right? So this is going on for minutes before what took place happened. Right? So Micah had a camera on, you know, just to make sure. Okay. All right. Yeah, you got to bring it in here. Thanks. Yeah, most women in public like to start fights like that. Most of them that challenge the gospel preaching, they like to start fights like that. That's pretty common, actually. Whatever. It doesn't matter what race they are. But quite honestly, black women are really good at it. Like, there aren't too many people as good as black women are at it. They are like, and this lady sounded like Richard Pryor. This lady sounded like, not that white lady, but this other one. This lady sounded like Richard Pryor on crack. That's what she sounded like. Right. So, here we go. So anyway, this is right after what you just saw. And this is going to get really bad really quick. He comes up yelling at Lee, and Lee's like, "What?" And he's trying to keep a calm smile on his face and just, you know, not make too big of a deal of it, right? See? Look at Lee's position. He's not even aggressive. He's not even being aggressive. He's not even looking at the guy. He's not even being aggressive. He's not even like, he's not going to strike that guy. He's not going to hit him. He's got his hands down and he's holding his sign. right? He's holding a sign. That's what he's doing. There's nothing aggressive about his posture. There's nothing aggressive about anything he's doing. It's not aggressive behavior at all. And by the way, that's the reason we run these video cameras. It's not for hits on YouTube, because YouTube buries our stuff. We don't get any hits on YouTube or Rumble. I mean, we get them on Rumble, but not that many. We don't make money off anything. It costs us money. Everything costs us money. We don't make any money. I don't care about that. I'm just saying we're not doing anything for shock value here. This is our real everyday gospel life right here. This is what we do. Right? And this is what you see these evil beasts do. This is who they are. This is why police have to be here all the time. This is why they have to deal with all this. This is why. This ignorant mentality. Right. Right. This woman right here that you just saw. Hugest troublemaker ever right there. That woman right there. She ran her mouth and caused all that trouble, gets those men all riled up, gets them all angry, and then steps back and watches the destruction. That's it. And then acts like, and then blames me and says, oh, that's what y'all wanted. That's what y'all wanted. Y'all wanted that, didn't you? Y'all wanted that, didn't you? Yeah, I wanted somebody to get hit in the face. You ignorant, evil beast. I'll tell you, these are harsh words, aren't they? What else do you expect? Huh? What else do you expect? The Bible says the rod for the fool's back. Look, see it? Boom! See that? See the cheap shot? See it? Right. See, she got it. She got him all riled up, her son. And see that thug. See that thug is a little tough guy. Yeah, he's real tough. He's real tough. He hit a guy that wasn't looking, man. He just hit a guy that wasn't looking because he's a stinking coward. All of them are a bunch of savage cowards. That's what they are. They're a bunch of evil beast, savage cowards. That's what they are. And they know we're not there to hit anybody. And they know we're not violent. So what do? They're violent because they know they get away with it. Because they're violent. Right? They know. I'm not talking trash about black people. If you don't like it, leave. You're a perfect example, Danielle, of a black woman that starts an argument. You do it on this thread all the time. If you don't like it, go away. I don't care. Go. It don't matter to me. Go. You like to start arguments on this thread. You're doing it right now. I'll make it easy for you. Here you go. Watch. Watch. I'll make it easy for you. Let's see. There. Now you don't have to worry about it. Now you're gone. There you go. It's as easy as that. Gone. Just like that. Easy. Now no more problem. I'm fine with it. Just remember, I'm not the one that hit anybody. I'm the one standing there with my men preaching the gospel. I'm the one standing there with my men preaching the gospel and having a bunch of evil beast thugs attack us on two occasions. And I didn't say all black people. I never said that. I never said all black people. Never said that one time. Ever. It just so happens that these are. And that nobody wants to deal with that. It's okay to point out other people, but you can't say anything about black people. Why? I say it about white people. I say it about them. Why is there, how come some one group is more special than the other? It's not. All sinners, all guilty. Anyway, but let's look at what the Bible says. Why don't we? You want to ignore that? Let's see. Let's look at it. One of themselves, even a prophet of their own, said the Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, slow bellies. Look at it. I'll tell you what, G. Craig Lewis does it all the time. He tells the truth about him. When people act like that, when his own people act like that. Jesse Lee Peterson does. He tells the truth about it. I'll tell you what, there's just not enough white people brave enough to say anything. They're just too afraid to say anything. Because they're going to get labeled a racist or they're going to get beat up. Or, well, they already threatened to beat us up, so what's new? I mean, they already attacked us and jumped us and said all kinds of things. Big deal. Happens all the time. Now, you know, that phrase is interesting. I'll tell you what. Do you know what I want to see? Here's what I want to see. Let me tell you something. I want to see some black men care about those people as much as I do and get to the streets out there and preach the gospel to those people. Because this white dude right here cares enough for their souls to go tell them they're dying in their sins, to go beg their women to stop murdering their babies. Where's all the black men to go out there with me and go do that? To tell these black women to stop murdering your babies. As they set Planned Parenthood up in these poor black neighborhoods so they can murder their black babies. I don't see them going down there and preaching to them. I don't see them going down there telling them the truth, warning them, giving them the gospel so they don't die and go to hell. I don't see them doing it. I don't see them going down there and doing it. Getting chased out, getting beat up, getting attacked. It's a harsh truth, but it is the truth. I don't hate those people. If I hated them, wouldn't I retaliate against them? Wouldn't I do so? Did I retaliate against them? Did we strike them? Did we do anything? No, what we did do is say the hard thing that needs to be said. That's right. There was a black couple across the street. Modestly dressed lady. I think it was her husband and maybe a young man with him or something like that. A man came over and told us thank you and keep preaching. Keep preaching it. Keep preaching it. And it ain't just black Baptist pastors either. It's white Baptist pastors that are worthless too, that don't go out there and do anything. They won't warn anybody, won't tell anybody anything. What do they got in common? They're all a bunch of apostates. She was from Africa, yeah. But listen, the Bible says, I want to show you something here. It says, one of themselves, even a prophet of their own, said the Cretans, this is a group of people. I'm not saying they're all black. I'm saying they're people. And they have these identified. And it just so happens that a lot of inner city people happen to be black and they happen to act like this. Right? I ain't making it up. I didn't do it. But because there aren't very many godly, strong black men leading godly black women, we have the condition that we have today. It says here, one of themselves, even a prophet. You don't even realize how hateful these evil beasts are, how much they hate us, how much hate is in them. Anger and hate. Just listen to their words, I dare you. Everything's about race. It's not about their sin. Oh, you bunch of white supremacists. Why? Why am I a white supremacist? I told them flat out. I think Trump's worse than Walls. I ain't here for a popularity contest. It is, Paul. When we're standing up there, it is enough to make you weep. There was like 30 cops there trying to break all that up. So can people be called evil beasts? Yeah. Always liars. I want to read you some interesting comments on that, actually. The Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, said one. They were compared to evil beasts for their sly, hurtfulness, and savage nature. Sly, hurtfulness, and savage nature. And called slow bellies for their laziness and sensuality. More inclined to eat than to work and live by some honest employment. Observe such scandalous vices are as were the reproach of heathens should be far from Christians. Falsehood and liars, invidious craft and cruelty, all beastly and sensual practices with idleness and sloth. Paul says this witness is true. They're evil beasts. There's some people out there that you're going to preach to, that we preach to, They're not anybody that most the average people will ever go preach to. But they're evil beasts. Evil. One man describes that. Why does the Bible call them evil beasts? Listen. One man described those evil beasts. What are the evil beasts in the Bible? When you see them everywhere, they're beasts of prey. Right? God says in Ezekiel 5:17, so will I send you upon you famine and evil beasts, and they shall bereave thee, and pestilence and blood shall pass through thee, and I will bring the sword upon thee. So these evil beasts, God said that he would cause the evil beasts to cease out of the land, that there were evil beasts that would devour the land and destroy and make everything a prey. Savage. Evil beasts are meant beasts of prey. Savage and mischievous ones. Right? Genesis chapter 37. We'll go there. This gives you an example of what the scripture shows in evil beasts. Come now, therefore, and let us slay him and cast him into some pit, and we will say some evil beast hath devoured him. Right? Some evil beast hath devoured him, because that's what evil beasts do. And the Bible is saying there's a certain group of people that are out there like that, and they're evil beasts. They distinguish them from other beasts like sheep. They have they're full of cruelty. Savage dispositions. So cruel persecutors. They're compared to evil beasts, false teachers, bloody men. It's what they are. Evil. It's what they do. They're wild beasts. It implies brutality, also stupidity. Right? Oops, hang on. But these as natural brute beasts. Brute, what's that word mean? Senseless, irrational. Everything you say to them, right? Everything you say to them, you cannot rationalize with them. No matter what, they cannot be rationalized with. It does not matter. They only know what a beast knows. That if you don't do what they want, they'll destroy you. That's what they are. See? Like a pack of hyenas. Right? Like a pack of hyenas. Brute beasts. Senseless. Senseless. See if I can find the verse I'm looking for here. I can't find the one I'm looking for. Right? But that's a brute. Do you think, well, that's sinful to tell somebody they're like a brute beast? They're like an evil beast. Not if they're acting like one, it isn't. They can't be rationalized with. Right? That's what they were acting like. It implies brutality, stupidity, unreasonableness. The guy walks up to Paul. The guy walks up to Paul with these guys, kicks Paul like three times in the leg. The same guy kicked Garrick. That's right, willingly ignorant, stupid. That's right, stupid brute beasts. It's exactly what they are. So the night before, the Friday night, they do the same thing. They attack us, but they shut the lights off. These guys do. So Paul goes to turn the lights back on. He's like, why are you guys shutting the lights off? They shut the lights off so they could, so those guys could beat us up. That's why they did it. That was the whole purpose of them shutting the lights off, so those people could hit us and nobody could see it. That guy had already kicked Garrick in the leg once and knocked his sign down. And now he's going over to Micah, a 16-year-old kid, and he's going after him. And there's the same old man. Look, same old man again going after some kid. Why? Because they're a bunch of evil brute beasts. That's what they are. See, look, there she is. Troublemaking, loudmouth, stubborn black woman running her mouth. Brute beast running her mouth, causing a fight, getting those guys all riled up. She gets those guys all riled up so they want to fight. And I told our guys, I said, you're not talking to them anymore. Why? Because they're evil beasts. After you rebuke them sharply, probably Danielle did that because I banned her from my channel. So it's probably Danielle that gave me that. And some other person's going to make a video about me being the biggest racist in the whole world. When we're the ones that got beat up and they laugh about it while they're beating us up. But I'm the racist, and I didn't lay a finger on them. Right? You know what else I said to this lady selling this water, or not her, but her son. And I told Paul, I said, you know, if I wanted to be a jerk and I really wanted to hurt their business, I would go get $100 worth of bottled water. And I would just hand it out for free. Right next to him. I would just sit there and preach the gospel. And I would open up coolers and say, free water, free water. Right? But I wasn't trying to hurt their business. I wasn't, and I'm not. I'm still not. We're just trying to preach to people. Oh, this guy right here? Three times I have this guy on video right here. That guy right there. On video, that guy telling me he's going to knock me out. Three times he's told me that. I'm going to knock you out. And I just look at him and I say, why? All I've done is talk to you. I haven't done anything to you. I'm going to knock you out. I'm going to tell you what. People like that, they get themselves hurt. Not by me, because I ain't going to do nothing to you. But they live by the sword, they die by the sword. That's what happens. We're not violent. We don't do anything. We haven't retaliated once. We just preach and pray. but they're brutal, stupid, unreasonable. It gives the idea of like pirates and wreckers. They destroy. They're destroyers. So I told my guys, you know what? We're not going to talk to them. We're going to go there and preach, and we're going to ignore every single one of that group, those people that are together. That's not everybody at the fair, obviously, because there's thousands of people at the fair that need to hear the gospel. And we aren't going to get drawn into their nonsense. They've had their rebuke. They've had it given to them. We're just going to preach the gospel. We're going to ignore them. Because they're evil beasts. They like to brutally attack, and they like to attack from behind. And that's what they did. That's how they are. Right. So now these ambassador guys come out and they're supposed to like break the fight up and keep everybody away from each other and all this other stuff. See, here's where he's telling me, I'm going to knock you out. Yeah, I know. You might be able to reach my chin, maybe. Maybe you could reach my chin. There, Dudley Doolittle, but I'm not sure if you could. Anyway, but you know, that's all they have is their threats. They can't, like I tell you, can't have an intelligent conversation. You can't talk about anything. No, because the Bible describes people that are like that. Let me show you something else that the Bible describes about men like that. There was another man like that in 1 Samuel 25:17. Now therefore, the man's name was Nabal. Know and consider what thou wilt do, for evil is determined against our master and against all his household, for he is such a son of Belial that a man cannot speak to him. Those evil beasts, those four or five people, they are such sons of Belial. That a man cannot speak to them. You can't speak to them. They're evil beasts. You can't even speak to them. In becoming without understanding and in all things of God by nature, as ignorant as brute beasts. Psalm 73. So foolish was I and ignorant, I was as a beast before thee. See, you would think it's mean, huh? You can't say that about people. You're supposed to be nice. You can't say things like that about people. You can't talk like that. You can't say those things about people like that. That's not very nice. You're supposed to be nice and lovey and squishy. Yeah, well, they're beating your brains in. No, the Apostle Paul called them evil beasts. He nails them. He says what they are. That's the Apostle Paul. Right? That's the Apostle Paul saying that. Like, that's who these people are. And he describes their mannerisms and what they are. Every man is brutish in his knowledge. Every founder is confounded by the graven image, for his molten image is falsehood, and there is no breath in them. Brutish. Proverbs 20. Man's goings are of the Lord. How can a man then understand his own way? They can't. They don't know their own way. They don't even know that they're brute beasts. That they're evil beasts, savages. They're a bunch of savage, satanic, evil beasts. By giving themselves up to be led with sensuality as brute beasts. They are men of deprived of understanding, judgment, reason, as every natural man is in the things of God. They must need to be led or guided. But they're led by their lust, their appetite, their sense, their sight. All of those people, that group of people that we were talking to right there, that were attacking us. Right? All of them. You can't reason. They're like brute beasts. Driven by passion and appetite. No common sense. No spiritual sense. Just running around acting like a bunch of baboons. A bunch of wild beasts. Is that how human beings are supposed to take care of their disagreements? Is that how people are supposed to take care of their disagreements? Really? This is what happens when you're a victim, when you're a puny little victim. You only know force to get your way. Right? That's it. It's only force. That's all they know. Right? And by the way, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to show you, I'll show you a picture here. That's what they did. By the way, you know what Lee told me this morning? He goes, hey, I'd shake that man's hand, that young man's hand, and give him a track, and I'm not even mad at him. He said that. He goes, I'd shake that young man's hand. Give him a gospel track. He'd pray for him. That's what he said. He goes, I'm not even mad at him. See the difference? Not even mad at him. He goes, yeah, I'll go back. I'm not afraid to go back up there. I'll go back up there. But we're not going to talk to him. We're going to stay away from all of them as far as from a talking standpoint. I'm going to walk around wherever God Almighty gives me liberty to walk around. I don't care what kind of thug says they're going to try to push me out. I ain't going nowhere. I'm going back up there with a bunch of men, and I'm going to preach up there again. That's what's going to happen by the grace of God. Better believe that. Believe it. So he said to him, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. We don't hate them. But I'll tell you one thing I ain't going to do. They ain't going to be bullying me around. I preach because God Almighty called me to preach. And when he shuts me up, I'll be shut up. But until he shuts me up, ain't no thug going to shut me up. I'll tell you that right now. We're going to go there and do what we always do. Because we know that they can't do nothing to us that God doesn't let them do. Let's see, Matthew. Matthew chapter 10. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that endureth to the end shall be saved. But when they persecute you in this city, flee ye into another. For verily I say unto you, ye shall not have gone over the cities of Israel till the Son of Man become. Now this is for Israel specifically. This was for the apostles. But to preach to the house of Israel. However, there's principles there. The disciple is not above his master, nor the servant above his Lord. It is enough for the disciple that he be as his master, and the servant as his Lord. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more shall they call them of his household? Hang on a second. There's Brother Paul smiling. Got a knee brace, got a brace on his leg and on some crutches. Right? Guy kicked Paul in the leg 3 times. That one kid that told me, that one man that told me, he's not a kid, he's a man. That man that told me he's going to knock me out. Right? But when they persecute you, he says, the disciple is not above his master, nor the servant above his Lord. It is enough for the disciple that he be as his master, and the servant as his Lord. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more shall they call them of his household? Fear them not, therefore, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. What I tell you in darkness, that speak ye in light. And what ye hear in the ear, that preach ye upon the housetops. And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not 2 sparrows sold for a farthing? And one of them shall not fall on the ground without your father. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear ye not, therefore. Ye are of more value than many sparrows. Amen. Jesus said, think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a man's foes shall be they of his own household. He that findeth his, he says here, and he that taketh not his cross, verse 38, and followeth after me, is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. He that receiveth you receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. He that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. Amen. Fear not, Jesus said. John 13. If you know these things, happy are ye if you do them. 1 Peter 3. Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another, love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous. Not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but counterwise blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called, that ye should inherit a blessing. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. And who is he that will harm you if you be followers of that which is good? But and if ye suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye. And be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear, having a good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. For it is better if the will of God be so, that you suffer for well-doing than for evil-doing. For Christ hath also once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. Amen. All right, let's see here. Here we go. Let's see.
Weep not, weep not, weep no more, for one is found worthy, Jesus Christ the Lord. The Lion of Judah, the Savior, the great I am. Weep not, oh weep not, behold the riches, worthy to receive wisdom and strength, worthy of honor and glory and blessing, worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb. Fear not, fear not, fear. Jesus Christ the Lord. So join all creation and echo the heavenly song. Sing with the angels, 100 million strong. Riches, worthy to receive wisdom and strength, worthy of honor and glory and blessing, worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb. Shadows are falling, time marches on. Prophets are echoing, soon Christ will come. Looking into the heart of man, seeking his own. Calling all of the faithful, children come home. Jesus.
Jesus is coming. Listen for the trumpet. Look to the sky. No more sorrow, no more night. Only God's eternal light. Jesus is coming again.
Majesty from heaven's throne, shout for your saints to rise, Lord, take us home. Call us out of this world of sin, come, Lord, today. Quickly, Jesus, come quickly, take us away. Listen for the trumpet, Jesus is coming. Listen for the trumpet, look to the sky. No more sorrow, no more night, only God's eternal light. Jesus is coming again. No more sorrow, no more night, only God's eternal light. Jesus is coming again. Jesus is coming again.
Jesus is coming. Listen for the trumpet.
All right, everybody. God bless you, and hope to see you. I'll probably do a broadcast. I think I did. Did I do one last Wednesday? I don't even remember if I did. Maybe I did. But if I do one, it'll be to finish up the Mother of Harlots study. You know. I have a, Maria, I appreciate that. I actually have a head, one of those somewhere. My wife, I need my wife to find it for me, actually. I have a really good one that's on a rechargeable battery, and I have a 1,000 watt or 1,000 lumen light also somewhere that we need to find. But anyway, I appreciate that, though. Thank you for offering to do that. I appreciate it. But I think we probably have enough. But I appreciate it. Thank you for the gesture. It was very kind. Please pray for our ministry. Pray the Lord would continue to bless us and help us. And, you know, we appreciate your prayers, and we need them. Please keep praying for us this weekend. We've got Friday, Saturday, and Sunday again. And then a week from this Thursday, Pastor Jeffrey will be with us. So you pray for him. And I'll start asking you all also if you'd like to give towards Pastor Jeffrey coming here. And I'll put that in an offering for him that I'll give him, okay? So if you'd like to, you can mark that. But we'll, you know, you can think ahead. But also if you'd like to give towards Pastor Jeffrey coming, we'd appreciate that too. Also, but if you'd like to give towards our general ministry needs, because we have plenty of those that we have needs for, please do. You can PayPal me at salvationpreacher@gmail.com. That's salvationpreacher@gmail.com. And then there's Venmo or Apple Pay at pastorcooley@icloud.com. And, or you can mail us something. We do have Cash App also. You can mail us something to our address, which is 1030 South Highway 3, Northfield, Minnesota, 55057. Appreciate that and appreciate your prayers. God bless you all, and we'll see you here, Lord willing, on Wednesday.